Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Kansas Broadcasting Hall of Famer, Wyatt Thompson, longtime voice, good dude of the Wildcats, Stan Weber as well. Did you notice on Martinez's run to salt the game away when he slid down?
Yeah, staying in bounds.
Did you see the Oklahoma cheerleader?
No.
So as Martinez slides down,
what am I watching?
There's an Oklahoma cheerleader that like tries to get going in his face.
Yeah.
Like was he going to fight him?
Was she going to give it to him?
No, it was a dude. He had wristbands on. He had the kind of awkward uniform that male cheerleaders wear.
Yeah, no comment on that because it's 2022.
It just seems like it's like they wear the suit that I wore when I was working at McDonald's for a day. Yeah. A little polyester. But yeah, there was the cheerleader was like going to get in his face and going to fight. What was he going to do? Fight Adrian Martinez right there? I think Martinez was going to start throwing jabs.
How about AM shouting out my man Brody Belt?
Yeah, for the bow. I'm sure that'll be on a poster. Maybe Adrian can make some NIL off of that in Manhattan. Put that on a poster or a T-shirt.
What, like bow ties or what?
No, just the picture of him bowing.
But who? What, like, what business do you think?
I would go T-shirt shop.
Yeah. All right. Apparently, a lot of his former teammates here like that. Kim Jurgens, Teddy. They appreciated some AM.
That's good. I heard bars were cheering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Is 9 a.m. a thing now?
Yeah, it's got to be. We're over 2 a.m. 9 a.m. is much better than 2 a.m. for
no,
some.
No, but 2 a.m. the song is fantastic.
It is a good song. But bad thing. See, the only thing.
Some call it Breathe.
2 a.m., bad things happen. 9 a.m., you're up and you're going.
I already saw T-shirts in the stands of it, so it's a thing.
9 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can get the DVD of the game already on.
Wowzer.
Has he changed his last? I looked at his Twitter page
Martinez
probably about a week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, still got. I mean, he's got him in his K-State picture, but like his header is of Nebraska. Never forget.
Are you serious?
Yeah, maybe he's changed it since the game, but I noticed that he still had a Nebraska.
I wouldn't imagine that would fly, but
Big Eight love.
Do your thing.
Oh, I mean,
I change mine all the time, so who knows? It is.
Okay, so, I mean, good on him. Maybe he pops in on a K-State bye week, comes up to a game here.
Would you stop?
Gets himself a runza, he misses it.
No, and then somebody will say, hey, let's recognize him on Husker Vision. And someone will lose their mind and be in a safe place.
You're so childish.
Welcome back in. Hour number two, Sharpen Betting in the Morning on this final week of September. There are a busy weekend of football. There was a coaching change yesterday. Jeff Collins is out of Georgia Tech. No surprise, went 10-28. When Mark Richt has more wins in your home stadium than you do, that's not a good thing.
Man, we kind of like that hire, too.
Yeah.
At least I did. I don't want to speak
I would
you.
Like the hire of Deion Sanders.
Here you go.
Deion Sanders.
I'm with you. Let's go,
everybody's
Deion.
Everybody's trying to get Deion hired. Hey. Deion in Lincoln, Deion at Georgia Tech.
Deion Sanders in Atlanta. Primetime comes back. Let it make it happen. You're basically falling off the map. Deion would be able to recruit. He's got a name. And
how
you know
about,
what? I think he can coach. The guy can coach some football.
How about their gear? I like, you know what I like? I like how he's kind of modeling the young men, though.
Yes.
You know, because somebody's always, you know, did you see the cell phone deal?
Uh-huh.
In the locker room and he got mad? Yeah, like, I like that kind of stuff.
You know what? He's a football coach. He's proven that. Georgia Tech, look what it would bring to your program.
Mm.
I mean, you need a coach, you need a recruiter, you need a brand identity. He would bring all of that with you. And I think one thing he's done at Jackson State, his ability to hire a staff.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a nice staff at Jackson State.
Yeah.
So if you can do those things, because hiring a staff is huge. I mean, you gotta be able to hire it and then manage it, but hire the right people. That's why I look at Aranda. I studied him a lot this weekend. That's a good staff.
You studied him a lot this
weekend.
They've
got a lot of ties. You can tell that he hired guys that have been in places that have had success and have worked for really, really smart people. And he's also giving people chances. So
Georgia Tech, when they hired Paul Johnson, everyone's like, what are you doing, taking a chance? Well, Deion, same type, same but different. Why not? Yeah.
I guess the AD is going to be out at Georgia Tech as well. Jeez, yeah, must be well, just awful.
Is it ever good when they call a special meeting?
No. No. Yeah.
Regents getting together off hours. Yeah, it's not good.
All right. We start the hour. Lance is back with us. Good morning, Lance.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Gary, thank you for saying Deion Sanders is a football coach, not a Hall of Fame football player anymore, because and talking about building his staff, like he's building a program and a culture. That's a coach. He's not, you know, I was talking to one of my buddies, oh, he's still a celebrity coach. I'm like, no, man, like, it's not like he just started coaching. Like, yeah. He coached high school, and he actually recruited all over the country in high school. He was getting kids to come down to Texas. So
he did.
This isn't – he's a football coach, man, and he should be mentioned as for big jobs and, you know, bigger jobs. I mean, you see my man, like DB, you say, if you saw his in the locker room and stuff, man, you see the training room. He got barber chairs in the locker room. Like, the little nuances that people think don't matter, and they do, you know. So I'm glad you giving him his props on being an actual football coach, because that's what he is. He's not a player anymore, and he talks about it all the time. And so I wish people would just listen. So,
well, you need that one athletic director to say, yep, that's the guy I want. I mean, it only takes one. And I think his relationship with the city of Atlanta, and that he can coach and he would be able to coach at a place like that, that has gotten past the Paul Johnson triple option, the COVID year, this Collins experiment, it's ideal for him to be hired.
That does sound like a nice situation. And then Mike Locksley, you know, Michigan just played Maryland. Man, I've been watching Mike Locksley closely the past couple of years, because he's an Alabama guy. Coached with Saban, and I don't know if he's an Alabama guy, but I know he coached with Saban. And I wanted to see how that his development transpired, and I was really impressed what he did, you know, against Michigan with his program. Like, you can see things that are done if you watch football games and you say, hey, okay, man, this team got lost, you know, lost a game. Okay, but how did they lose a game? You know, and, man, he's built offensive, defensive lines and, you know, maturing quarterback, how he didn't let not Tua. What's Tua's brother's name? I couldn't even think. I lost the name.
Talia.
Rein him in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's, you know, helped him, reined him in, really coached him up. And, man, so he's a guy. Like, did Matt Campbell win? Has he won the Big 12 championship?
No, he's a three-time coach of the year.
They were in the championship game a couple of years ago against OU.
Okay. So, and I'm not knocking him for that, but it's like, but like when you win at Iowa State, and then whoever wins at Iowa State is like, hey, this. Well, let me not say whoever, but like he just got elevated to this. Hey, he's the big time job guy. Well, obviously people are looking at how he's built the program, and Mike Locksley, you know, he hasn't won a Big Ten championship, and it's going to be hard to get in that with Michigan, Ohio State, but. He's building a program the right way, and so they're going to be successful. And
I think he was seven and six a year ago, and I think he's obviously 3-1 now. I don't know what he was during COVID. Was he 2-3 or something like that? I can't even remember.
But you can see it when you watch the game. Like, oh, this guy's building something here. You can tell they're like, it wasn't just a one off where, oh, we played Michigan and stuff. No, man. That's a program that's being built, and I commend Michigan. I like the way they won. Like, you can tell when things are rough with JJ McCarthy, even though it's his first year. Like, the offense didn't sputter, even with his miscues. As far as like, there's a feel that you can just feel like, hey, we're gonna make a play. We're gonna be okay. we're different when McNamara plays, and it's like, oh, man, what is he going to do? Or you just don't feel as confident that he's going to make a play. Like, too many things got to go right for McNamara, you know, and I'm excited about the improvement that J.J.'s going to have. And I like how Harbaugh, hey, man, they ran the ball. Like, that was a old-school Big Ten game, man.
Yeah, Blake had 30 carries.
Right. But why, though? Because the backup is hurt. You know what I mean? I don't want him to have that. You know, Edwards is hurt. I don't want Corum to have 30 carries each game, but that freshman has to step up a little bit till he gets back. But yeah, man, hey, everybody, hey, he's a little engine that could. Hey, is he like a Maurice Drew, DB?
He doesn't have the lower leg strength, but he is
man,
explosive and short area bursts. Are you nervous going into Iowa City?
You know what? No.
You know what? No.
Because I like the way they won last week. Hey, they didn't score their 50, they 60, like, and they said, oh, okay, we're going to have to win this game in the trenches, and we're not going to blow this team out. And so they stayed the course. They took punches. They took blows. It was like, oh, no, we're okay. That's why I like this team, especially against Iowa, the Michigan State. I don't see them taking a back seat and being, going backwards when things are going to get tough, man. So that's why I'm excited. Like, in Iowa, they still can't score. I mean, now I don't want – we got to clean up the mistakes on offense because Iowa is opportunistic. Obviously, their defense scores, and I do believe that's a good defense. So, but the way we won against Maryland gives me a lot of confidence against Iowa, especially Iowa's offense still isn't putting up a whole lot of points. So, DB, if it would have been different where we just kind of throw the ball around against Maryland, I'm like, you still trying to be too fancy. Nah, man, we can win. It showed me that we can win multiple ways.
Mm. Yep.
And that's the way that Harbaugh wants to win. Yep. And you know what I mean? So Harbaugh's doing his thing. A lot. All these quirky head coaches people talked about, the guy at Minnesota, Deion Sanders, Harbaugh, like, hey, man, just watch what they've done and how they built and how they've coached over the years. Forget all that. Put the antics aside. Pay attention to their coaching and what they've done. Pay attention to their resume. Like, pay attention to that. And a lot of them have longer resumes than what people think in good places and good stops. So,
Lance, appreciate
it. Make sure you dig deep.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks.
Corum, 243 on the ground. They don't have the complimentary back that they had last year to him. Which helped out a lot. But we'll see. Can you look up the total and you get a chance on the Michigan-Iowa game? Because it's 9 to 10.5 some places, but I'm curious on what the total is for that game.
I don't see – that seems like way too much.
It does. It does. That put that on the board as one of those sneaky lines. Here is Mike. Mike, thanks for the call.
Right. Welcome now it is 43.
Interesting.
Yeah, he should be concerned about the Iowa game.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
And, Messia, tell me something. Is it a common expression in baseball that great pitching beats great hitting?
Typically, yes.
Yeah. How about a great dual-threat quarterback having a good day can beat a great defense? Yeah.
Well,
that was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. When Adrian got booed more the week before at Kansas State than he ever did at Nebraska, I believe that's true. I was thinking... And now you guys know what we've been going through. Then the next week, when it's good, Adrian, I was thinking, you know what? He's a four-time captain. Is that right?
Yeah.
He's always been class. Always. Right?
Well, his teammates tweeting at him during the game let you know how they feel about him.
Yeah. I mean, has he ever done anything or said anything where you said, oh, boy, he's embarrassing me.
No.
That's not a good guy.
No.
So I'm rooting for him like crazy in the next week, even though the week before I was thinking, hey, now you guys know what we've been going through. It's a fantastic story. But tell me this. If Scott Frost is still the coach in the Oklahoma game, and to me the evidence indicates that Whipple with Frost in collaboration is much better than either one of them without collaborating with the other. How does that Oklahoma game go if Frost is still a head coach?
Same way.
Yeah.
You
know, sorry. I thought he might be done.
in tandem, they were pretty good when it looked like it was going well. But the thing you can't, the thing that kind of nips that in the bud is when you have your coach asking, kind of pleading for collaboration in post games, mm-hmm. you probably know it it wasn't that easy of a process to get it done, right? We just couldn't set whatever aside just to kind of work together, because when it was blending, it did look nice.
We can have a normal week around here.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a normal game week.
Nobody got fired yesterday. I think Mark Whipple will be available all week. He was not available for a couple of days during the Oklahoma week due to personal reasons.
Yeah.
See, and people wonder, okay, what is second week of Bill Bush as the defensive coordinator? No. For me, looking at Indiana and their game against Cincinnati the other day, I mean, Indiana runs a lot of plays. I mean, they had, a couple of 16-play drives against Cincinnati. The defense got to get off the field. But I'm focusing on the offensive side of the ball for Nebraska this week. You got no A.J. Allen. You got upheaval on your offensive line.
Yeah, they're a mess up front.
You know, Casey Thompson doesn't have the run game element. The focus for me this week is about the offense. I mean, I think that's the side of the ball where Nebraska needs to start to crank it up, because look it, 6 of your last 8 games are going to be essentially against teams that have a top 20 to a top 30 defense. We know what it's like here in the West. I mean, Minnesota and Iowa are filthy defensively. Wisconsin will bounce back. They're not playing Ohio State every week. But Rutgers isn't bad defensively. So Nebraska offensively has to pick up some consistency and be able to put points on the board, not drives, points. And I'll be also, now that he's going to be pretty much back to health, how much involved is Travis Vokolek, who I think should be involved a lot? Does he become the safety valve again, which would benefit a Casey Thompson? But I think the offensive side of the ball is the one that I'm going to watch the most this week against Indiana, who has the 94th pass defense and the 109th rush defense in the country. And they were done. That game was over quickly in Cincinnati on Saturday. All right,
although they made these late desperation runs to have that score look better than it was, they jumped on them pretty early. Indiana's offensive run game is in the mud right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they popped for the 43-yarder, but it is, I think it's 74th or 75th in the country.
Do we need to put Luke Fickell on the board of new people that arrived this week?
No. He can be patient. I snipped this in the bud last week and the week before. He can be patient because he can get almost any job he wants, and he by far and away would be the most expensive.
He's the guy.
You don't even have to entertain it.
He's the guy that always, when you say Luke Fickell, but Notre Dame and Ohio State. Well, I don't think the Ohio State job's going to open anytime soon, and Notre Dame just got a new head coach. If you're Cincinnati, he's a guy, though, you don't let walk away. You're going into a Power 5 conference. You like your head coach. He's showing that he can recruit at Cincinnati. But here's something to ponder as we go into break. So all of this, you know, now you have Nebraska is open, Arizona State's open, Georgia Tech is open. I got to imagine Colorado is right around the corner. I mean, that's a bad football team in Boulder. Carl Durrell can't last much longer. Is if Nebraska wasn't in the mix this year, looking for a head coach, who do you think would be the number one, the hot candidate in college football for open jobs this year? You know, because we always have that one or two coaches which are like the slam dunk, or they're the hot candidate. Who is that guy this year? Don't even think that, hey, okay, this is who Nebraska should go get. Nebraska's not involved this year. We're going to do a little hypothetical. Who would be the coach out there that you would go, man, that guy's ready to make the next jump?
Well, Aranda would have to be in the discussion, mm-hmm. as would Leipold.
Don't you think, even though we know better?
Some Nebraska fans kind of poo-poo Leipold, but that's the kind of guy.
The dude just wins.
That everywhere he's been. Like, some guys are just winners.
We know better, but if you were looking at it from a national perspective of, okay, who's the hot coach that's ready to make the next jump, wouldn't you say Fleck? Now, we know better because he doesn't give me the impression that he's leaving anytime soon.
Yeah, totally.
But he would be like on the national, you would go, man, that guy can coach football. He's the next one to get the big one.
Completely agree with you.
He'd be the guy they call, especially in a month. People will start saying, give him a call.
I completely agree with you.
I mean, the guy can coach football. Plain and simple.
And it's weird, too, because I feel like it doesn't quite feel right because, you know, the state school is right here and we're in Omaha. But I feel like we've had to, and I don't know, maybe it's just us because we've seen their players or we look at it differently than just a guy that dresses crazy and has a lot of weird analogies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've defended him for like 4 years on this show. Right? And it's weird because it's not our school.
No.
Doesn't have anything to really do with us. He's just way better than the critics that poke jokes think. Like, you could see it. Like, I know when players say something like, what's going on behind closed doors? You knew when Tyler Johnson and those guys were telling the stories of evolution of belief. It was going to get scary.
He's got his locker room.
Because they're not on a script. They're just allowing me to ask them whatever I want to, just to talk about the culture. And it told you all you needed to know. And there were some key buzzwords in there. And I was like, huh, I don't care what he's selling. As long as his players are buying it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He can flat out coach.
Yeah. After the ass beating they give to Michigan State on Saturday. Your only beef with Fleck would be, man, he's quirky and I hate slogans. Well, you can't disagree with his coaching. I'm going to give it to you again. 2019, they won 11 games. The COVID year was terrible for them. I mean, they got upended. But yet they came into Lincoln and won a game on December 12th. Then they won 9 last year, and they've won their first 4 this year. And, hey, we were all suspect going, hey, man, they played, you know, the Sisters of the Poor the first 3 weeks. This is where we find out. Well, hello, we found out.
Hey, you want
to? They rolled up 310 yards in the first half, and they had and I looked it up. Ibrahim going over 100. That's the first time in 16 games somebody's done that against Michigan State.
You want to add another name to the list of national candidates? If I think like people thought he would move, and it almost happened last year when he was getting a lot of run. You probably ought to add Stoops to that list too. I would go with Fleck and Mark Stoops, but it just happens to be two guys that are in two spots where we kind of wonder, are they at the right place for what they do?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Right? Is it portable?
Mm-hmm.
Are they at the right place for how they do business?
Yep.
And that's what you don't know.
Stoops should be getting more run around here.
Yeah.
For what he's doing at Kentucky.
Quietly.
But I think we're all in that, what you were alluding to, Damon, is Stoops might be at the right place for him. He's at a basketball school where, I mean, they're a top 10 team, and they've been building. They can recruit. They're in a good area for football.
A top 10 team.
Yeah.
And look what he's been doing the last 2 years.
I know. So he may go, you know what? Why would I leave? And they're starting to fill their stadium. I mean, they used to.
Sounds familiar.
There'd be a lot of empty blue seats in that stadium. Now they're full. Yeah, I mean, some guys. It's the Barry Collier principle. Sometimes where you're at is the perfect spot for you. You want to go chase it? Yeah, but will you regret it? Because you are at the ideal spot for you, and your skill set, or your comfortability, and your knowledge. All right, 7:28. A little bit later, Jimmy Watkins from the World Herald is going to join us. Nebraska and Indiana. 3.5 is the line right now. Seem right for Nebraska, Indiana?
Playing
on homecoming, primetime game at Memorial Stadium. Where, geez, does Nebraska need a win? Because then you remember, you turn around. If you don't win and you're fragile, you got to go a short week. You got to go on the road to New Jersey.
Yeah.
You need a win Saturday, especially if you're only projected to win a couple more games. That's one of them. All right, Sharp and Betting in the morning at 16:20 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.